This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of your Citizens Council Forum. Our guest on today's program is Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina. Senator Thurmond was elected in 1954. He is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Interstate and Foreign Commerce Committee. He is well known to everyone in the South for his unyielding stand in opposition to forced integration. Senator Thurmond, very happy to have you with us again today, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here, Dick.
Senator Thurmond, what do you feel is the best approach that can be used to meet the problem of integration or integration threats?
Well, I think there are many things that could be done, but I think there are two things especially that are necessary. The first is I think we must have an organized South. And incidentally, I want to commend the splendid work of the Citizens' Councils for what they have done. The next is, I think we've got to be careful in electing our officials. We must be sure that the officers we elect are true and loyal, and that they believe in the Constitution and the principles for which the Constitution stands.
What do you think is going to be the determining factor in this struggle?
Well, I think the determining factor probably is going to be the will and the spirit and the determination of the people to hold out. The question comes down, I think, to one of two things. Are we going to submit or are we going to resist? I say resist. I do not think we ought to yield. I do not think we ought to surrender. And I do not favor submitting.
Do you think that federal force can bring about racial integration in the South?
I don't think so, because after all, public sentiment controls the actions of people. And I am confident that the public sentiment in the South is against integration, and especially forced integration. And therefore, I do not think it can be successful. It's my opinion that if the people of the South will hold out and will resist and will be determined, that we can win this fight if they will just hold out for 2 or 3 years.
Do you think perhaps that there are some who are a bit faint-hearted in their approach?
Well, I'm afraid that some have been faint-hearted. I'm afraid that some in high positions have been faint-hearted. And I would like to see them become stronger in that spirit, because this is a greater question than just integration. Integration is really only one facet of this picture, of the big picture, of which is to break down constitutional government in this country.
Of course, a public official can be encouraged to stiffen his stand, can he not, if he sees that his people, the people who elected him, are really convinced that this is what he should do.
That's right. And that's the reason I say again, I think it goes back to public opinion, the sentiment of the people. If the sentiment of the people is strong enough, then I am sure that the representatives of the people will carry out their wishes. But the people must be strong and determined. And if they are determined, then their representatives will have their backbone strengthened. And some of them need to be strengthened. But at any rate, the will of the people will prevail if the will of the people is strong enough.
We aren't too far along in this new term of Congress as yet, but already quite a number of so-called civil rights bills have been dropped into the hopper. What do you think will be the result, Senator Thurman?
Well, it's hard to say, Dick, at this time, just what will be the final result. So far as I am concerned, I am opposed to any so-called civil rights bills. The Bill of Rights in the Constitution of the United States, which consists of the first 10 amendments, provide the finest civil rights that I know of. And these civil rights programs that are being introduced in the Congress, I think, are political. I don't think that that some of those who are sponsoring these bills really are doing it from a true sense of sincerity. I think they're doing it to appease minority blocs. Of course, that doesn't apply to everyone who's introduced a civil rights bill. But I do feel that it's largely a political question, and they're using it for political purposes.
Do you feel the federal government really has any business in the civil rights field anyway?
No, I don't think so. I think I expressed my sentiments on this during my long address in 1957 when I spoke about 24 hours and 20 minutes. The federal government, really, Dick, as you know, has only the powers that have been delegated to it by the states. It has no others, because we had states before we had a federal government. And the states joined together and formed the federal government by signing a constitution. 12 of the states had representatives at Philadelphia in 1787. The 13th state, Rhode Island, was in the hands of the radicals and did not send any representatives. But at that time, the Constitution was adopted. Two years later, the Congress met, and then 2 years later, the Bill of Rights were adopted. And the federal government can only act in the fields in which it has delegated to it the power to act. Education is not one of those fields. And I might say today, however, the federal government is in many fields that under the Constitution, it really does not have the power to act. And Dick, there's a trend today to go further and further and inject the federal government into many fields in which it doesn't have the power under the Constitution to act. I think one of the greatest dangers to this country today is federal encroachment on the rights of the states, federal usurpation, usurping the rights of the people and the rights of the states. All we've got to do is to abide by the Constitution. The Constitution is a wonderful document. It's the basic law of the land. Our forefathers meant for it to be hard to amend it, and therefore those who want to change things do not want to follow that procedure. They want to shorten the course, and they attempt to get Congress to pass acts, or they try to get the Supreme Court to hand down decisions, or get the executive branch of the government to hand down regulations or fiats that are not in accord with the Constitution.
Senator Thurman, what do you feel is the purpose behind this assault on the South that we are now experiencing?
Well, I think it's largely political. I think that it may be inspired some because the South is making tremendous progress industrially and in other ways, but I think it's purely for political purposes to try to satisfy minority blocs, to make appeals to some of the minorities. Now, I want to say this, that some of these people, although they may be true and loyal Americans when they follow this course, are really playing in the hands of the communists, because this is part of the communist program to try to force integration upon the South and the nation, because the communists know that this question will bring about a great division of our people and divide our people, and that's what they want. And we should remain united in the whole country. Our people should be united. And all of these civil rights bills and measures of this kind should be dropped. They should not be pushed. And if so, you would see a new spirit of unity throughout this whole nation.
Senator Thurman, what would be your advice to the people of the South who are faced with this problem? They're faced firsthand with the prospects of their schools being closed by federal force, for example. What would be your advice?
Well, I would advise them to resist. I'm not in favor of surrendering in this fight. This is a great constitutional fight. And as I said, it means more than just immigration. It's my firm opinion that if they stand firm for 2 or 3 years, that we can win this fight. And I don't think we ought to submit. I do think it's important, as I said in the beginning, however, for the people of the South in every state, in every community, to organize and stand firm. I think it's important, as I said before, for them to select leaders who have courage and who have convictions and who will stand for them. People who have will and determination. I realize that this is going to cause a great sacrifice on the part of many people. Some may even have to go to jail. But a jail is not nearly so bad as losing our freedom. I realize that this is going to cause suffering on the part of a great many people. But if we value our freedom and our liberty, we should be willing to suffer.
Of course, the opponents of our position, those who would force the South to accept integration, say that any resistance actually amounts to insurrection. What would be your comment to that charge?
I don't think so. The Constitution is clearly written, and of course everyone can put his own construction on it. I certainly don't accept the construction of these nine men here who are temporarily filling the positions of the Supreme Court. The Constitution has been construed down through the years, and all of the great courts of the past have construed the Constitution in a different way from what the present occupants of the Supreme Court have construed it. And I think the present occupants of the Supreme Court are more politicians than they are judges. Why, there are many, many lawyers in almost any county of South Carolina, and that would apply to most of the counties of the South who know more law than these nine so-called judges now sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States. They either don't know the law, or they don't have regard for the Constitution, or either they're plainly political and they are trying to join with a great many people in this country today who are making a plea to the minorities.
Senator Thurmond, thank you very much for being with us today. It certainly has been a pleasure talking to you. We'll be looking forward to having you on a program again.
Thank you, Dick, and good luck to you.
That about does it for today's edition of Citizens Council Forum. Our guest has been Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another program. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms. The historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts. The right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets. And the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.